Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every Wednesday. Nice to see you, dude.
Hey, let's take a call from Stalin in Oxnard.
I feel bad for the guy. I mean, you know, these guys have a point, you know, that capitalism is brutal to a lot of people. But you never hear a lot of people complaining when back in, you know, 2004, when your house went up in value $10,000 a month or unemployment was 4%. It's always, you know, in the terrible times, they come out and say how, you know, terrible capitalism is.
The great thing is we live in a country where the two of you were able to disagree. You know, just disagree and kick it around.
But I don't understand why. I mean, you know, I stopped listening to shows or watching shows that irritate me. If this show irritates them or, you know, my position irritates them, I don't know why people would listen. I don't know why they torture themselves.
Sometimes I listen to Fox News and I'm irritated,
right.
But it's very important.
But you shut it off, right?
No. I don't think it's realistic to just listen to people you agree with.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. You know, if you hate, I bet you don't listen to Fox News every day.
Well, you know, I'm a weirdo. I'm the wrong person to ask. Okay. Ask Randy this question. I'm different. I need some Shepard Smith to balance with my Rachel Maddow, and therefore I can write the right joke.
I see. All right. Let's get back to this. Sarah Palin tomorrow is going to be facing off against Joe Biden. Any predictions of what's going to happen tomorrow? All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, the news came out, I think it was yesterday, that Gwen Ifill, who I believe works for public radio.
Yeah, she's a PBS journalist.
Yeah.
And she has a book which already has a cover, even though the Obama chapter has been written. Obama's on her cover.
Yeah. And I guess she's written a book about Obama, and she's going to be the what do they call it?
It's actually
moderator.
It's actually about political leadership, Tim, and how it's changed over the years. And it's not about Obama now.
Yeah.
The book's not, because you're about to set it up as her being a moderator who has an Obama book coming out soon. Now, come on. Let's be fair.
But that's what's going to happen.
She hasn't written it, you know?
Right. It does seem, but let's reverse the tables, okay?
Okay.
Let's say that Shepard Smith is going to be the commentator tomorrow, and he's written a book on John McCain.
Okay, but wait. She hasn't written the book yet, Tim. It's not finished. She has probably an advance, and there's a cover, and the cover probably will have an Obama picture with other things on it. But it's going to be about politics and the change in power and how over the years politics has changed, probably a lot in the black community, too, and
right.
The black scene.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like if the tables were turned, there would be an uproar.
And by the way, I'm familiar with her work. If you knew her work, you would actually be comfortable with her.
I'm familiar with her work. Okay. I see her on Meet the Press every week.
I don't think this is one of those people that we have to worry about not making it balanced.
Well, no, I don't think that she is as impartial as you may think she is, though.
You know what?
She might be, but I don't have a feeling. I mean, she's working for NBC. She's worked for, I believe, CNN. I know that she works for public radio. And those are not really a great nest of Republican views or right-wing views.
You mentioned the employer of Keith Olbermann, and you dare to say that?
Right. But who knows? You know, I'm just so happy that in a month or in 4 or 5 weeks is going to be over, right?
No!
Yeah, it's over in 5 weeks.
Yeah, but no, we're not going to be happy. It's going to be over, but we're not going to be happy. This is incredible.
I think it's going to be over, and I think people will be happy that it's over. It's draining on everybody. It's, you know, there's a lot of people who have lost relationships because they're voting for McCain or voting for Obama, and their politics get in the way of their friendships. So it happens, you know, all the time.
I had dinner with Maria Shriver and Arnold, and
is that right? Look at you.
Arnold ended up cutting Maria at the end of the dinner.
Oh, man.
Just cut
her, dude.
With a steak knife.
All right, let's talk to Jesse out in Whittier. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, fine. I'm doing good.
All right.
The reason why I called is the guy in the wheelchair was kind of getting me upset because socialism does not work. I've been to Cuba like 4 or 5 times. And
what's it like?
Was that a gun that just cocked?
Was
that a Beretta?
There, half the buildings there are falling apart because there's no money.
Oh, is that right? I also heard that they're driving cars from the 50s and 60s.
Well, that's Jay Leno, though.
they're not allowed to own property. They're not allowed to own cars. They do have free medical, but there's no medicine. I know people there, and they tell me, you know what, we don't have to pay for medication, but there's no medication for them to give.
So you don't have to pay for Levitra, but ain't no Levitra.
that is correct, and they don't have no money. They make $10 to $20 a month.
Oh, man.
The average guy makes
that's radio money.
A month.
But a very good friend of mine, Michael Moore, said, you're wrong. He said it's a great place.
You know, well, Michael Moore's a fool because he must have not gone to the Cuba that I've gone to because I've talked to those people about that.
Takes you to Cuba? Do you do business?
No.
Do the words Peruvian flake sound?
I go there on vacation. It's a beautiful country.
Now, you can't fly there from the United States. You got to go through Mexico?
I go through Cancun. Yeah,
Cancun. Okay. Yeah. And what are they? I heard the chicks are really hot there.
Beautiful. Oh my God, it's a man's paradise.
Yeah.
I recommend every single guy to go there before he gets married.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Good times. Are the hotels decent down there?
Oh yeah, I stayed at Havana Libre. Beautiful hotels. The hotels are beautiful, but. They have no economy there. Nobody there makes money. They have to hustle.
So your money really works down there?
No, not really, because they tax you 20% on your money, which sucks.
Wait, 20% on your money?
Yes. If I go, I have to exchange my money for their money.
Oh, right.
For the convertible.
Right.
So if I give them $100, I get back $80.
Mm.
So if you go there with $5,000...
Yeah, but still, a steak dinner is like $2, right?
What's that?
How much is a steak dinner down there?
It's not that cheap. It's not a cheap vacation, man. I go there with $5,000 and come back with like $200 every time.
Well, how long are you down there?
Pardon me?
How long do you go there?
I go there for about 10 days.
And for $5,000?
Seems like
a lot of money.
It is a lot of money because it's not cheap.
Well, then go somewhere else. Doesn't sound like you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. Oh. It's just a little expensive.
The women are fine. He sounds like he goes for the women.
Oh, the women. That's right. Women are beautiful there. But I've talked to people about their country, and nobody's happy there. All the younger people there, the kids, the women.
Yeah. Listen, anytime you get on a raft and try to paddle 90 miles to Florida, things can't be all that thrilling down there. You don't see anybody getting on a raft in Santa Monica and trying to paddle down to Catalina or Mexico.
Not that often.
And I'll tell you, I've asked people there about the free medication, medication there, and a taxi to get to the medical office there costs you $5. They make $20 a month, $10 a month.
Wow. All right, buddy. Well, we thank you for calling and shedding some light on that, Jesse. You're a major stud. All right, we got to take a small break here. All right, then we'll come back with your phone calls about Sarah Palin and Joe Biden. Big debate tomorrow.
I prefer the guy in the wheelchair.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall is on every single Wednesday.
Yes.
And we are live.
And next Wednesday is special.
Yes, on 97.1 FM Talk. We're on live next Wednesday.
Not that every Wednesday ain't special with you, Tim.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And we'll be on TV. We'll be with KCAL. Gina will be down there and Randy Wang. And we'll be on, and I think Andy's going to come by, too. Yeah, look at you.
Andy great, will translate.
Lieutenant with LAPD. Busted my balls here. Give me tickets
for no reason.
For driving 9 miles an hour in the eight mile an hour parking lot. All right, but next Wednesday, 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35, we will be on KCAL. So please try to watch KCAL 9 all week, but especially next Wednesday. All right, the Palin Biden debate is on for tomorrow. It probably will be probably the most watched president or vice presidential debate in years. I can't imagine somebody not doesn't want to look at this train wreck.
It'll be the most T-vote in this town. The most T-vote.
RV wreck.
Yeah, we can't use that anymore. Right. The most T-vote in this area, because a lot of people will be watching or listening to what's Jesse Jackson saying and then going over, you know, later on at about 11:15, going over to the debate.
Yes.
On T-vote.
David in Santa Clarita. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Sam? How you doing, Arsenio?
Hey,
good.
Dog.
Hey, I love what you guys are doing. I don't usually call, actually, I never call radio stations, but I had a call because I'm very passionate about something. You had this person earlier, Patrick, calling about communism, about Cuba. I'm actually first-generation Cuban born here, and I just got extremely passionate about what he started saying, and I completely disagree with him. And I, forgive me for saying this, I believe he's completely ignorant about what's going on in other countries. Media, we see what the media tells us or what the media shows us. However, we don't know what really happens in other countries unless we get it firsthand.
Well, why don't you, for people who've never been there like myself and Arsenio, why don't you give us like a quick like minute or two on the lifestyle that, the average Cuban lives?
I personally have never been able to go to Cuba. My father, at the age of 15, had a death warrant out for him because he spoke out against the government, so Castro wanted him dead. Mm. I have my mother at the age of 24. They had a 30-year jail sentence on her head because she was a teacher.
Wow.
And so both my parents had to literally escape Cuba. My grandfather had a pharmacy on one side of the family. The other side of the family owned a tobacco company. Or a tobacco firm. And once Castro took over, they lost everything. Everything was taken away. I have a cousin that came out of Cuba about 7 years ago, and I had not met her and saw her about a year ago when my grandfather had passed away. But she had told some stories that I had never even heard of. She basically equates Cuba to a country caught in World War II that has been left there as a country that was bombed and never corrected or never fixed. As far as cars back from the 1920s, 1930s, that's what they drive. Mm. There are no parts. You can't get parts. If your car breaks down, they have to manufacture parts and find ways to fix them, or they don't have cars. If you have plumbing that breaks in your house, you can't go down to a local store and buy parts because there is no local store you can go buy parts for.
Sounds like a fun place to live.
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't we want to go there?
Yeah.
Additionally, you can't go buy clothes. So you take the clothes that you have and you reuse it. You unstitch it and you keep reusing it because there are no fabrics. There are nothing you can buy. So it's misery down there. They have doctors who are out on the streets as prostitutes because they don't get squat for being paid. So to supplement their income, they work at prostitutes night. And these are educated people.
Yeah.
My dad works for the school system in another state, and he actually helps people that are coming from Cuba, educated teachers that have degrees to get implemented into the country here, to get the degrees, to learn English, and to become part of this country.
Yeah. Well, you know what, David, I've never been there. I'll take your word for it. I've heard nothing but horror stories about Cuba. It's not a place that I'd like to go visit. And you know what the big problem is going to be when Castro and communist does eventually fail in Cuba,
mm-hmm.
and the Americans and the Canadians all go back to Cuba, they're going to reclaim all the property that they own. Because Americans, I guess, owned hundreds of thousands of acres and homes and farms. And when Castro came in, he took over all of that property. And Americans and Canadians still have deeds to that property. So they're going to go back to Cuba and say, I know you've been living here for 30 years, but this is my piece of property. That's going to be a huge, F up there. A little big balls up.
Let's take a call from El Duque in Pomona.
All right, let's talk to a Freddie in Cerritos. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
All right. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow? Palin and Biden.
You know what? I've been waiting for this. Palin is going to go down. She is just a complete idiot. She's a woman that just doesn't know really what's going on. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm just waiting for her to go down tomorrow.
I don't think she's a complete idiot because she, without knowing anybody in politics, she became a mayor and then the governor of the state of Alaska. So she's not a moron.
But I think she's right.
I think she's out of her league when it comes to Joe Biden.
Totally. And she scares me. Just the fact that the thing that, let's say, they go to, she becomes vice president, and then McCain drops, and then she becomes president. I mean, we're doomed. It's the end of the world for us.
All right. I'm not sure that I wouldn't call it the end of the world. I think, you know, all of us are not. The entire country of the United States of America for the last 240 years is not going to implode because, you know, somebody isn't as qualified to be president as much as we'd like them to be. You know? Yeah. I don't know.
I can't wait for the debate between Sarah Palin and Kendra from Girls Next Door. That should be fun, too.
All righty. Let's take some more phone calls here. We got to take a small break when we come back. More of your phone calls. What's going to happen tomorrow in the Biden-Palin debate? Sarah Palin and Joe Biden, the vice presidential debate is on for tomorrow, and people are having parties all over the place to watch this thing.
I got invited to a debate party.
Is that right? You going? Yeah. What do you wear to a debate party?
I don't know, but
casual?
One of the mothers at my son's school, fine as a MF.
Wow.
I'm going to figure out something to wear to the debate party.
Are you going
to
go?
Oh, man, this kid's mother, anything she ain't got, she'll never need, Tim.
Wow.
She's so fine. I'm going to the damn debate party.
All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The Dodgers win, Angels lose the first game of the divisional series. And we'll take more of your phone calls when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall live on 97.1 FM Talk. The big debate is tomorrow.
Yo, man, if McCain wins, I'm moving to Arizona.
Oh, is that right?
I'm moving out of
closer to the action. Huh? And the big debate is tomorrow. And I've never, ever in my life, and I've been voting since I was 18. So what is that? 30 years? Close. I've never heard anybody or a group of people or the public so excited and anticipate this debate that's going to go on tomorrow.
Don't underestimate her, man. I'm telling you, there's two mistakes that he can make, that Mr. Biden can make, both in opposite directions. One is to patronize her or be mean to her. The other is to underestimate her and let her come in and whip his ass.
Yeah, it's tough. It's going to be tough for him, but I think it's going to be even tougher for her. Mark in Mission Viejo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Tim? I'm long-time listener and first-time caller. I just want to say I do listen to your show all the time coming from school to Mission Viejo. I commute from Long Beach State.
Every day?
Three times a week.
Jeez.
So I'm always listening to your show.
Thank
and I also want to say what's up to Arsenio, too. He's my boy.
Hey, thanks, dude.
But, I think, you know, Biden has to be really careful, especially, you know, he doesn't want to say anything sexist. He wants to be careful not to, you know, mess up or anything because, you know, Obama really held his composure against McCain. And hopefully Biden can maintain that composure as well because you're going to be very aggressive. I mean, I can already tell that. So,
yeah,
you know.
I think you're right. Buddy, thanks for listening. We're going to give you something. Since you're in school, you probably are, a little light on dough. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to Not Scary Farm. Could you use four tickets?
I definitely can. I appreciate it.
Excellent. All right. It's the big Halloween haunt, and we'll be broadcasting live Wednesday, October 15th. Go to knots.com. So hold on one sec. We'll send those to you.
And because you drive so much.
You got it, buddy.
Because you drive so much, bro, Gina's going to give you a tank of gas.
Yeah, it's going to be on Gina. I've never seen her flip both of us off before.
Yeah.
That's odd. Just me or you.
Two-fisted.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to, how about Jay in Riverside? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good, how you?
Good, man.
Hey, Arsenio, where you been, man? I used to watch your show, like, nightly. You disappeared, and I hear you popping up on the radio. Like, I got to call and just talk to Arsenio.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling, man. You going to watch the debate tomorrow night after you listen to what's Jesse Jackson saying?
Yes, the Reverend Jackson, yes. I'm very interested to watch the debate. Just let me preface what I'm going to say by saying I'm a registered Republican. I'm a disenfranchised Republican, to say the least. Not really happy with either party. I think with old Hillary, we kind of knew what we were going to get. With McCain, we kind of knew what we were going to get. He shook it up a bit by bringing in Ms. Palin there. And with Obama, I'm still not sure exactly how it's going to turn out. I definitely think Ms. Palin is definitely outmatched by Senator Biden. The guy just has the resume, the experience. So I think it's going to be real interesting to see how she handles him back and forth when they're debating tomorrow night. It's going to be a real master debate if you think about it.
You know, I think that she's going to be very nervous when this thing starts.
Oh,
I mean, there's probably going to be, 80 or 60 to 80 million people look at this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of, I think, the most anticipated debates, as you guys are saying. And I think because people are just, not sure how she's going to come across or how she's going to, she's a lipstick pit bull hockey mom, which I guess is something like a soccer mom on steroids. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be really make or break. If you guys remember back a few years ago with the Lieberman and Dick Cheney debate, everyone thought, wow, these two guys should be running on the same ticket. Everyone thought that it was great. It was real cordial. This guy's real factual, real matter of fact. I don't think we're in store for that tomorrow.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, if Obama loses to John McCain, I think most of the Democrats are going to blame Bill Clinton. Because Bill Clinton, I mean, they're getting close to the end of this thing, and I don't see Bill Clinton out there, campaigning for this guy.
I saw Bill Clinton this morning talking behind some podium, and he actually called Barack, what's his name?
Is that right? Wow. Look at that. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, Jay, and thanks for listening. But I would be, if I was Barack Obama, I'd be livid that this guy's not out there campaigning for me. And she's not out there either. No, I don't see her out there.
Tim, I believe he's out there. I have seen him traveling away from Barack. And it's interesting because the news hasn't covered it maybe as much. So it appears, but believe me, like I saw him today someplace. I heard what he had to say and how he's spinning it to say, now I'm for this guy.
Right.
He's out there. I'm a Republican. I'm like the last caller. I don't trust none of these guys.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, after this $700 billion debacle in Washington, I don't trust Wall Street. I don't trust the Republicans or the Democrats. I don't trust anybody anymore. I really don't.
I'm happy that they changed the rules. They're going to let McCain stand next to Sarah Palin tomorrow night for the debate.
Stand on her shoulders. All right, let's talk to Howie in Van Nuys. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good.
Hey. Hey, so Arsenio, I just want to tell you, the barbershop scene in Coming to America will forever live as some of the greatest classic comedy.
Hey, thanks, man.
Arsenio was just telling me that during the break.
And I think they should let my barber character moderate the debate. Oh, boy, you don't know no Muhammad Ali. Go on, let Sarah talk.
So at some point during that debate, Biden is going to refer to Sarah Palin as dollface, sweetheart, honey bunch, or something like that.
And that'll be over.
That'll be the end of it.
I knew honey bunch. I work with honey bunch. I slept with honey bunch. And you, my friend, I know honey bunch.
That would be interesting to see.
He's going to mess up because he's got what he feels about her is going to slip out. That's the way Joe is.
Yeah. But you know what? In a day where, you got to fight for every vote. All I see Biden in the last month and President Clinton both praise John McCain.
Yes.
That's ridiculous to do.
Yeah, they don't. Bill Clinton does not like Barack Obama.
Not at all. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Everything I've seen him do, man, you can see the apprehension. You can see him talking about Barack and not using his name and saying things like, well, is anyone ever ready? is Barack ready? There's an argument to it that no one's ever really ready.
Obama has to win on November 4th or else the Democrats won't be elected for years and years and years. And I'll tell you why. Because if Obama doesn't get elected, the black voters, which are supporting Obama by about 85 or 90%, will blame Clinton and both Clintons, Hillary and Bill. And so when Hillary runs in 4 years, they'll say, you're getting our vote, baby.
But just a little word to black folks, especially if you're married. Fellas, you know what it's like to be married. There's no way Bill could have come out and helped Obama in the way that we'd like, because his wife ran against Barack.
Yeah.
And Bill has to kind of pull back a little bit. Well, you know, he's
but she should be out there campaigning for him too.
Well, that's true.
I mean, listen, she owes Barack Obama to be out on the road every single day campaigning for him. She said a lot of nasty ass about this guy.
And her I haven't seen. I haven't seen her a lot. I've seen Bill in many places.
I haven't seen either of them.
You know what? I haven't seen Biden that much.
I don't see anybody. I don't see Palin. I don't know. Where are all these people? You got 5 weeks left in this campaign.
I see Palin and Katie Couric every day.
I see Palin all the time. And I'm getting a little tired of the voice. I got to be honest with you.
Hey, you know the famous statement about her being able to see Russia
from
Alaska?
Her house, yeah.
I saw a special on the Bering Strait a couple nights ago, and they talked to the mayor of a small city in Alaska, the actual city where you can see Russian land across the Bering Strait.
Wow.
And while talking to this mayor, they happened to ask him, have you met Palin? He said no. He said she's never been here. So it's just, and I'm not buying into all the crap, but it's ironic that she's never been to the actual Alaskan city that you can see Russia from.
Actually, we have Sarah Palin here. Sarah, can you see, what can you see from your house up there in Alaska?
You know, I think it's funny that Arsenio is accusing me of things very indirectly, but what I want to make sure that you know is that I, in fact, can see Russia from my house.
You know what kills me?
Randy Wang's impersonation. I had it written down here. I'm sorry. That's your page.
That's my ad lib.
Sorry, that's your page. God damn it. Somebody put that in front of me.
My brain's on that piece of paper.
Sorry. All right, let's do the whole thing again.
All right.
Hey, we got the Sarah Palin here. That's unbelievable.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Arsenio.
Good.
You know, I think it's very unfair of Arsenio to accuse me of not being able to see Russia from my house, because in fact I can see Russia from my house.
That is excellent.
Ping pong balls. I thought you said King Kong's balls. Was that my line?
That's for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man.
All right, let's talk to Frank in Oxnard. Frank, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yes. First of all, Sarah Palin, I think that is like an 8 on my MILF scale. Because, damn, if there was a vice president that I'd ever seen that wasn't a man, which is the only woman that she's ever been vice president. Conway, come on.
All right, Bubba.
Where are we living, man? What country is this?
I have no idea what she's saying.
Sometimes between 10 and 11, we get callers who are actually masturbating while they talk to us.
Yeah, this is the first time. It's interesting to have a fine VP candidate. This is the first time where people have nobody reacted like this to Lyndon Johnson.
No. You know? No. This is going to be, it'd be interesting to see what she wears tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. It'll be expensive.
A bathing suit.
That'd be great. That would be good.
Yeah. Just two-piece.
All of a sudden, we have a VP candidate where people are screaming to her husband, "Yo, you got that, man? Oh, man. My dog, Todd, my dog. You hit it for me, man? My dog."
She should just keep saying all night tomorrow after everything he says. She should just say, you know, I remember when you said that. I was in second grade when you first said that, Jim.
Okay, Tim, let me ask you a question. Do you think that was a mistake and she had at no time thought about the ad lib and at no time had thought that my partner is older than Mr. Biden?
Big mistake.
Big mistake.
Major mistake.
So this is a lady who basically needs to be on script all the time.
Well, she, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think she necessarily needs to be on script, but you can't start making age jokes about a guy when your partner's 98.
Yes. it just amazes me that you can run with him and at some point you haven't heard that, hey, the angle is that he's too old. That's the only joke.
Yeah.
That's the only joke, Tim, she shouldn't do, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. She should never do it. I think he should pick somebody else. All right, let's talk to Justin. I got to take a break. Okay, we'll come back and talk to some of these other callers here.
I thought Justin brought a track with him.
All right, the Palin-Biden debate is on for tomorrow. Any predictions of what's going to go on tomorrow? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. California knows how to party.
101 FM Talk.
We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Always nice to see you, dude.
This is fun, man.
I told you, when I wake up on a Wednesday morning, I feel like it's I'm a kid and I got the bowling league that day. I always look forward to that, dude.
And likewise, when I wake up, the first thing that goes through my mind is, oh, another day of having people wish I was Steckler.
Get your freaking act together!
Hey, please. All right, let's talk to Bill in Marina Del Rey. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, hey, I was just thinking my prediction is that Sarah Palin ain't going to show up tomorrow.
Oh, that's interesting. Why is that?
Because the Republicans are going to have Tina Fey stand in for it.
Ah, wouldn't that be cool?
Get a quicker
tongue. All right, hey, hold on one sec, dude. We're going to give you something here. A family 4-pack of tickets to the Jim Rose Traveling Circus at the Henry Fonda Theater in Hollywood, October 10th. Inspired by the most interesting man in the world, Stay Thirsty, my friends.
.com. Doesn't matter.
Stay Thirsty, my friends. .com. Have you ever been to see that, the Jim Rose Circus?
No.
Is it like a freak show? A lot of interesting acts.
I've done the Soul Circus, Circus Vargas, and Ringling Brothers.
Yeah, I like the circus. I don't go to the circus unless I'm with my kid, though, but she loves it. These kids, man, they love those animals.
So, I probably shouldn't even waste my time and invite you all to the Soul Circus.
Got animals out there?
No animals.
No elephants, nothing?
Yeah, they did have, they had a tiger act. They had a guy who did an amazing limbo thing.
Where is the Soul Circus?
The Soul Circus is usually put, I hate to bring up my church again, but it's in the parking lot of the Forum across from the racetrack over there.
Is that right?
And they put a big tent there once a year, and the Soul Circus, very musical. You might think Randy is on the turntables if you go to the Soul Circus.
Wow. Now, my favorite circus is Circus.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. I don't know if that was Randy or Gina, but is that you, Randy? No, it was Gina. Look at them both pointing at themselves. Jesus Christ, man.
Randy bought that joke from Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah. I feel bad. I got to make an official apology. For the first time Randy's been working at the station, I yelled at him yesterday.
Why?
I told him to shut the F up. Is that right?
Yeah. You were in the right, Timmy.
I feel terrible, though. I can't tell you what it was about because I'll bust the balls of the person who I was really.
Did it have anything to do with Letterman's top 10 list?
No, it had to do with smoking weed, I believe, right?
I've been waiting 4 months for you to lay an F-bomb on me.
I do apologize, dude. You don't deserve that. You work your ass off here. You get paid very little money, and I'll make it up to you.
Tim, God damn it, don't cuss me out, Tim.
It was more fun yelling at Jerry. All right, but that was the first time in what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Two and a half years.
You yelled at me once before, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, because we were recording a spot in the other room, and I told you, to fix the copy, and he said, out, Randy, out!
That's true, too. I do remember that.
And then you kicked me in the butt.
Yeah, he wasn't leaving fast enough. I kicked him in the ass. That's never happened to me in a workplace. I worked at a Magic Mountain for 8 years. No one kicked me in the ass.
Outrage.
I apologize, dude. It won't happen again. All right, let's talk to, how about Doug in Upland? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I'm here to talk about the election with Sarah Palin and our gentleman to speak.
Yes.
You know, a lot of things are coming off of CNN talking about how it's going to be so tough for him to compete against a woman, I guess to say, within lyrical battle. You know, what are you going to call it?
Who is this, E.E. Cummings?
Lyrical battle, but what are you going to call it? You're expecting all these young voters to come out to be something and say their voice, and MTV is blowing it up, and you're looking at it like, are men supposed to be scared of what they say nowadays to women?
No, I don't think so.
I think you just debate that hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you're saying. That very rarely happens, maybe once every other month or once every 3 months. A caller calls up, talks for a minute, and I have no idea what the F he said. All right? your lyrical battles, all that crap. I have no idea what it means. All right?
I have no idea what she's saying.
Get your thoughts together and call us back.
I hope the next caller reads The Raven.
Jesus Christ. lyrical battles and MTV. I'm like, who the F?
It was a beautiful call. That was a beautiful call.
Doug and Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Is Randy's mom still mad at you?
I don't know. Maybe that's
she's absolutely still furious with you. The other night when we talked about that new strain of weed that I was smoking,
right.
The one that makes me fart when I cough,
right.
She called me on my way home and just screamed, "It's all your fault. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Such a bad influence."
Doug, that's that flatulence headband 707.
Yeah. She hates your guts.
What is the weed where you smoke and you cough and fart at the same time?
It's called Green C, and the C is short for crack.
Mm. Oh. All right, so... Ooh. See, this is what happened. If somebody missed that show, and according to the ratings, some people may have. But if when Randy's mom blames me for getting him hooked on weed, now the only missing piece to the puzzle is that I don't smoke weed.
Sure.
That often. I really don't. I mean, you know, you guys, you've seen me. You guys have been, you know, smoking in the parking lot. I don't think you've...
I've only seen you smoke once, and that was at the Commerce.
One? Did I hit a weed at the Commerce? Oh, I did, yes.
Yeah, Tim, you did.
I remember. That was pretty cool.
Randy's mother has what's called displaced chronic aggression.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was pretty cool at the Commerce. But I don't smoke after work. I don't smoke on a regular basis because I get too paranoid. So, all right, we have to, before we take a break here, it's about 6 minutes to 11 o'clock at night. And I just want to see if there is a child listening to the radio station right now. The first kid under 10 years old that calls us right now is going to get a family 4-pack of tickets to Not Scary Farm.
And Gina will fill your gas tank.
Princess doesn't like that.
At the Halloween Haunt. So here are the phone numbers, kids. The first kid who sounds like he's under 10 years old, all right? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I'd give any amount of money for your daughter to call.
I know this is happening right now. There's a stone guy grabbing his daughter, saying, "Hey, wake up. Throw a little water on Kathy's face. Get her on the horn. We need those tickets. Let's go. Get up, bitch. Let's go." All right, we're going to be broadcasting there live on October 15th at knots.com. And we'll come back and talk to that kid, the first kid that calls. Is that a kid on line one? Hey, Gina, is that a child on line one? Can you hear us?
Sorry, I was screening an age of a caller.
Okay, what is the age of caller one?
Like 40.
Oh, what about caller two?
Like 47.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. Oh, man. Some people just don't understand the rules.
Oh, all right, look, there's the guy in the wheelchair. Back.
He's back. He's coming over to shoot me. It is the Tim Conway Jr. with Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Discos don't open to after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
since come all at night, since come all at night.
97.1 FM Talk.
John and Jeff Show, talking to you all night on the radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every Wednesday on 97.1 FM Talk. And real quickly, is it Kian? How do you pronounce that name there, baby?
Kian.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10 years old? Where do you live?
Santa Monica,
all right. Well, you just won tickets to a Not Scary Farm, so your parents will be able to run you down there. And congratulations, young man.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
You want to take your ass to bed, bro.
Yeah. What's wrong? You up all night?
Well, I don't really have... I can't sleep well, so I just stay up with John and Jeff till like 12.
Good for you. All right, buddy, hold on. I hope you get some help with that sleep disorder. All right, John and Jeff are with us. John and Jeff, nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on with the...
How does it feel that the kids stay up to listen to y'all?
It's great.
You all are beaming, it appears.
You know, we've been on the air for 10 years, so there are people that grew up with us.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of crazy.
When that kid was born, we had just started.
Wow.
So
it's unbelievable.
Just a quick note about talking about Obama. This guy has now taken over these battleground states without Hillary and without Bill Clinton. I think that's a... That's pretty remarkable. He's got no support from the Clintons, and he's way ahead in these battlegrounds.
Wait, John, but you wait, just real quick, you got to hear Tim's rumor that he got from somebody at the L.A. Times.
Quickly. Yeah, that Obama's on October 7th going to bail out and Hillary Clinton's going to be the vice president. I read that in the L.A. Times. All right.
Biden.
Biden, I don't know. Yeah, all right, they're all the same.
We're going to talk to Joe Sixpack tonight because apparently Sarah Palin represents Joe Sixpack. Mm-hmm. So let's see how many guys call in and say they are Joe Sixpack.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. We're on tomorrow with Jesse Jackson right after Tom Likas. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thank you, Arsenio,
for coming in. I'll call you tomorrow night. I'll see you Wednesday.
You got it. Okay. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. All right, let's talk to Renee in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Arsenio.
Hey.
I like a man who smells really good, but it's a specific smell that I like. That new Axe odor, I love that smell.
Is it Ask?
Axe. A-X-E.
Oh, Axe. Yeah. A-X-E.
This is a time, Tim, when a minority says Axe and they actually mean it. She's on the money, man.